This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mourners attended funeral services today for Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley at the Cathedral Basilica in Denver. He was one of 10 people killed a week ago today in the grocery store shooting. Denver Archbishop Samuel Aquila says Talley put his community's safety above all else.
Jesus has told us, greater love than this, no man has than to lay down his life. And Eric lived that.
A public remembrance of Talley is tomorrow. Colorado will open up vaccinations fully by Friday, about 2 weeks earlier than expected. Governor Polis says pharmacies, hospitals, and mass vaccination sites are ready to ramp up as the federal government ships more vaccine.
Everybody 16 and up will be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. Everybody 18 and up for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Those are the ages that they're approved for by the FDA. There are currently trials underway for 12 to 15. We're hopeful that that can occur before school gets back in the fall.
Polis is urging providers to prioritize older people who have not gotten a shot. The Ute Mountain Ute Reservation has begun a major expansion of its health clinic. The Durango Herald reports the $3 million federally funded project will add an Indian Health Services building with dental facilities. Tribal leaders say the expansion will help doctors care for people suffering from the long-term effects of COVID-19. 73 degrees in Denver and Colorado Springs. It's 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.